got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
You know, sometimes a lot of people think this job's quite hard. A lot of people think, geez, I don't know how you do those couple of hours.
They're always working.
Yep.
That's what they say to us.
And I tell you what, after we tell you what this announcement is, you're going to feel for it. because I can only think of the way to describe what we're going to have to do for the next 2 weeks, Jess, is we're crash test dummies.
Yes.
We're test subjects.
We're the guinea pigs.
Yeah, we're the guinea pigs. Because Prestige Jayco Geelong is sponsoring the show at the moment, we've been chatting to Tony and Deb and the team. If you haven't gone out there, they're too lovely.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It makes you want to buy everything that they have to offer.
Now, and you find yourself going, oh, that's only 80 grand. And you, I've always wanted a caravan or something like that. But Jess, what we're really excited about is the next 2 weeks, we're like testing a holiday for you. If you're listening, we're going to do it, test holiday, just a practice holiday, actually.
Practice run.
Practice run to show you that you can have an incredible holiday thanks to Prestige Jayco Geelong.
In your very own backyard. You don't even have to go that far, Tim.
For the next 2 weeks, every single day, Jess and I are going to be in a motorhome, in an RV, doing the show from a different... Living together, doing the show from a different coastal town every single day. And the best thing is, if you come and say good day, you can win yourself a week-long holiday in a motorhome.
Yes. You have to come out and see us.
Yep.
We're going to be telling you where we're going to be. And you come out and find us, scan the QR code, register yourself. One person at the end of the 2 weeks, if we don't ruin this RV.
No, we won't. We won't. I've been thinking about it. And what you is really important to you and I is we wouldn't give away a prize on this station if we hadn't had some version of experiencing that ourselves. Because how can we talk about it if we don't know? Jess, you don't like camping. This is the closest I think I'm ever going to get you to camping.
Absolutely
it is.
Being
in a motorhome.
Thank you for understanding
and
that.
And I haven't subjected myself to 2 weeks of you living with me. So I thought, you know what? That is also something that I should experience. If you're uncomfortable, I need to be uncomfortable.
Great.
And we're very excited that this motorhome, we're going to give it away to one lucky person when they come down and say g'day. We're packing up the camper chairs, trestle table.
I mean, 1 week hire of a RV with your family, that's memories.
Yeah.
That is a family holiday you will not forget.
And we don't count it as a proper holiday. It's because it's not summer.
Yes.
So we're just practicing.
It's the pre-summer
road trip. Yeah, pre-summer and what we're doing. It's Tim and Jess's road trip, all thanks to Prestige Jayco Geelong. It starts on Monday. Are we allowed to say where we're starting?
I think let's.
But I want to. I know you're going to say you don't want me to.
Tomorrow, we will tell you where we're starting on the road trip. Still going to put some little final details together.
All right, that means you haven't looked at the map. Fair enough. I probably shouldn't say something. So Prestige Jayco Geelong, they are giving us a motorhome for us to give to you for 1 week. Have your ultimate family holiday. Very excited. More details tomorrow on the show.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been sitting in solidarity with VCE students.
Sitting in solidarity. I've never been asked to do something that I just relate with so much. Yes, sitting alongside.
Their exams continue. Yep. And tomorrow, the exams of philosophy and global politics are going to be sat.
So what we've been doing is we've been cramming on the radio show every single day for the following day's exam, and then hopefully the energy that we used and our results in this little mock exam, I guess, transfers over to students across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine Peninsula. So,
okay, would you like philosophy or global politics first?
Let's just rip global politics band-aid straight off.
Okay.
This is, is what I would say.
I think you're going to do pretty well here.
Yep.
The group of countries that work together to solve global issues like peace and health are called what?
Is that like UNICEF or the EU?
No. So close, though. The UN, the United Nations. I told you were going to kick yourself.
Did you?
I did.
I will, but...
Okay, question two. What do NATO do?
NATO...
The North Atlantic Treaty Organization. What's their purpose?
So NATO is all about war crimes. And they're like, listen, everyone, you got nukes? Don't fire them. The fact that you've got them, we're not happy with that.
Yeah.
Also, like, just if you're going to be at war, be good people about it. You know, sure. I'm going to give it to me.
So close. Yeah, I'll give you that one. It's a team of countries that work together for safety. It includes countries from North America and Europe. And if one country is attacked, they all come in to help that country.
What I said. So, yeah, nice.
All right, I'm going to say a prime minister or a president, and you tell me what country they lead.
Okay.
Georgia Maloney.
Georgia Maloney. Oh, hot dog. Georgia Maloney.
She's a prime minister of what country?
Ireland?
No. Italy.
Ah.
Italy's prime minister.
Me scusi. Okay.
Rishi Sunak.
England, UK.
Yes, well done. You knew that one really
quickly. He's so handsome.
He is handsome.
He's very, very handsome.
Karl Nehammer.
Germany?
Oh, so close.
Austria.
Yes. He's the Chancellor of Austria.
Nailed it.
All right, let's go to philosophy now. Philosopher Rene Descartes said, cognito ergo sum. What does that mean?
Hang on.
I've given you multiple choice.
Okay.
Cognito ergo sum. A, if you build it, they will come. B, I think, therefore I am. C, not my dog, not my problem.
I think it's B. I do. C's actually me. That's my saying.
Another
that I like to say.
Famous philosopher,
yes,
Tim.
Yes, thank you. I'm an up-and-comer.
Okay, final question. Explain the philosopher Philippa Foot's trolley problem and why it's significant.
Oh, is it the trolley problem, like literally about people who don't return their trolleys
to no, it's
the
not.
Supermarket things because it describes who they are as people? I'm going to give it to me because that is a great version of what that means.
You know what the trolley problem is because you've watched the show The Good Place.
Well, that's where I thought I'd heard it from, but I didn't want to sound silly by saying it. What's the exact trolley problem?
So the trolley problem is a thought experiment in ethics where basically you think of like a tram, a trolley, and it's going down a track. And you can, it's going to be heading towards five people.
Right.
And you can save those five people by pulling a lever, but it's going to run over one person. So do you save the five people or the one person? That's the moral dilemma.
I won't answer, Jess. I will not.
There's lots of different versions of the trolley problem, but that is the most common one.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I have lots of versions of anxiety about thinking about that. So thank you. Well, that exam should go well tomorrow for VCE students across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine, Peninsula. Yeah, well, lucky you're not an examiner because I think you'd lose your job. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. The courtroom of Tim and Jess is a sacred place where we can argue on behalf of ourselves. Mm-hmm. If you send us a message at K-Rock along. We'll argue and get someone else to decide who is right. I am subbing in for a position that my wife takes on a certain area of everyday life.
How do you know I'm not going to side with your wife?
Because, look, as much as I'm shocked that you don't do this, I know for... And I hate that I know this about you. Because it has to do with toilet paper.
Oh.
And the correct way to wipe.
How do you know how I'm going to answer
because
this?
Because, unfortunately, we've talked about it. And it is the only thing that you do wrong, I'll let you say a little bit later on.
How dare you?
But I want to talk about the only, is there one way to wipe? Apparently science is saying there is. And essentially the two ways are folding and scrunching.
Oh, if you scrunch, you're a maniac. I honestly,
yeah.
What are you doing? Reconsider everything in your life.
I agree.
How do you know you're going to get surface coverage?
Oh.
It's a question.
That you said that. I hate that you said that.
If you're scrunching, that you may as well blotted paper.
But maybe, so I'm standing in on my wife's side of this argument. It's a conversation that I'm fascinated with because she's so proper, darling wife.
Is she a scruncher?
But she's never, and like, not shockingly so, she's never showed me what she's doing. And I don't think she should. And I don't want to ask. No. So, but she said she does a scrunch variation. Her argument is that so if you scrunch it, it's got all these different angles to get different things. So
sure.
So if it's folded, it's just one.
Mm-hmm. Whoosh, yeah. Whoosh, yep. notoriously, you know, kitchen sponges and towels also multi-leveled and scrunched. No, they're single surface.
They,
can clean
things.
They
do have
properly.
Abrasions on their surfaces.
Do they?
Yeah, a sponge. It's not like it's not completely flat. It's got like the little bit like SpongeBob SquarePants. He's not just a rectangle, mate.
They're holes.
Exactly. That's abrasions on the surface. So I'm trying to stand up for my wife in this because right. This is what we've been talking
Are
about.
Are you a folder or a scruncher?
I'm a folder because I went to school. I was educated.
Same.
But again, we like standing up for the little person.
We are not going to get anyone call up and tell us they're a scruncher. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, in the courtroom of Tim and Jess, you're the judge. The first person to call through on 52232955. Is there the right... What is the right way to wipe? What is the right way to wipe? Folding or scrunching?
Oh, honestly,
folding or scrunching?
If someone calls up and says scrunching and I have to start scrunching my toilet paper...
Right. Well, it does become law across...
My life is over.
...in the Bellarine Peninsula. But you have an interesting wiping situation because you fold, which is, again, I personally agree, but I am citing my wife on this. But you don't go backsies.
Yeah, because I'm a larger woman, Tim, and I can't reach around.
You can.
All right?
I've seen.
I've got a very large butt.
No, you don't.
So I go in from the front. Okay.
Right now. Yeah. Put your hand behind your back.
I couldn't reach.
I
couldn't reach.
See it,
Tim. I couldn't reach.
Let's go to the bathroom and settle this. No. 52232955. First person through. You are the judge. You get final say. Scrunching or folding?
Our judge today is Michael in Cario. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Hi, guys.
Now, obviously, this is. It's not wrong to talk about, but it's not nice, if you know what I mean.
Well, I never had a conversation with anyone about how I wipe myself, except apparently you at some stage
I know
in our life.
I don't know why I know so much about your bathroom routine. Maybe you're an oversharer because I can't see myself being like, so what do you do when you go into the stall, Jess? Michael, Your Honour, we appreciate you calling through. We can get straight to this. When it comes to wiping, is it folding or is it scrunching?
For me, it's folding. Like, scrunching is chaos.
Yes.
It is.
Can you imagine Tim's beautiful wife doing that, Michael?
I hope you can.
I just discovered very recently that my beautiful wife does it.
She's a scruncher too.
I only discovered it because we're toilet training our kid and apparently we're both teaching her to wipe differently.
Oh, no, that's confusing.
No. I didn't think of that, Tim. Eventually, your young Jack is going to have to learn.
I'm going to have to set my wife straight on this. This is I thought it was just like, you live your life, but you're right. If it's affecting the youth, we've got to make a change. Well, Michael, Your Honour, I'm going to hand you the gavel. When it comes to folding and scrunching, what is your verdict?
Verdict is folding.
All right. Perfect. Thank you very much, Your Honour. I don't know how to end this conversation because it is about the bathroom at the end of the day.
This is how you're going to end it. You're going to have to go home, tell your wife.
Kick the door in when she goes into the bathroom and say, you're doing it wrong.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, there is something in the water up in Rockhampton, central Queensland. Look, a lot of Queensland have like a lot of army bases around Queensland, especially in that far north area. And unfortunately, the army bases have been kind of interfering with local wildlife.
Not good. That's not we don't want that.
So helicopters apparently are causing vibrations that crocodiles at the croc farm in Rockhampton are getting confused and thinking it's mating season. Now, why are they thinking it's mating season, Tim? Because when the thunder comes around, thunder and lightning, those vibrations from the thunder and lightning come into the water and it tells the crocs, all right, it's time to procreate. Let's go.
Really?
Yes.
Bit of thunder and lightning. Oh, so frightening.
Bit of thunder and lightning. And unfortunately, the helicopters have been landing too close to these crocs' wildlife habitats. And so they're getting confused and feeling vibrations. And apparently they're getting super randy.
I mean, sometimes it is confusing, you know? You're like, why am I so excited right now? But what I think is quite interesting as well, do you reckon they've got to a point where it's happening so frequently, they're like, oh, not tonight, you know? I've got a big day tomorrow at the farm. I can't be doing this. I'm not in the mood.
Apparently not. The owner of the croc farm, the Kurana Crocodile Farm outside of Rockhampton, he has actually...
Oh, Horny Jim. Yeah. What's Horny Jim up to?
He said all the big males got up and roared and bellowed up at the sky. And then after the helicopters left, they mated like mad. There's something about that sonic wave.
Have you seen a male crocodile like that? Their like little snapping call that they do.
No,
I wish
do
I had
do?
Audio, but they kind of lean back and they go like, and then it's like they do like this real snappy, like it's their jaws snapping, and it's like,
oh, is that supposed to?
But way more intimidating.
It's the friends clap.
I apologize because I don't think I've done it justice because that can't be what a crocodile sounds like. But you know what
so
I mean.
No one told you life was going to be this way.
Well, good on the crocs. At least someone's getting
some.
Yeah,
so there's going to be lots of new baby crocodiles, I guess, very soon.
It didn't start as a crocodile farm, but the helicopters kept landing and they were like, we should keep them.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.